It's a rainy day in Anacostia, still one of the poorest parts of Washington, D.C. But it's a far cry from the place that Clayton McGee returned to after serving in the Vietnam War.
What happened was I got caught up in the lifestyle of this area. So I got caught up in the sale of drugs and the using of drugs. And once I hit my bottom, I became homeless.
Decades of illness, treatment programs, and life in shelters followed. As a veteran, though, McGee got connected to HUD-VASH, a joint program of the Departments of Housing and Urban Development and Veterans Affairs. It provides permanent homes to chronically homeless vets. Today, McGee still lives in Anacostia, but inside a two-room basement apartment.
This right here is the glamorous, this big living room, and this is the dining room.
He gestures at the sofa and dining chairs, both within arm's reach. In 2009, the VA certified McGee's eligibility for housing after he had been clean for a while and proven himself a reliable candidate by working at a shelter. But since then, HUD-VASH has embarked on a revolutionary approach. Mark Johnston is Deputy Assistant Secretary for Persons with Special Needs at HUD and oversees homelessness programs. He says now, housing comes first.
We find somebody, for instance, living out on the streets for many, many years, we move them directly into their own apartment and then start providing services.
It may be the only way the government can meet its goal of ending homelessness among vets so soon. Vince Kane directs the VA's National Center on Homelessness Among Veterans.
You think about it, it makes good common sense. You don't end homelessness unless you have housing.
It's cheaper, too. A year of shelters, jails, and emergency room visits for a homeless person is about $40,000, twice the cost of providing permanent housing and case management services. That's convincing, but that realization alone isn't enough to speed things up. Veterans get HUD-VASH housing through a complicated web of local partners. That can take a long time. HUD and VA recently brought all their partners in New York City together with homeless vets for a boot camp. Johnston says they began by mapping out the process.
They found 72 different steps needed to house a single homeless veteran, and it was taking something like 285 days to house a homeless veteran.
For one thing, a local agency was taking a month to scan documents. Finding ways to speed up the process was easy, he says, but it's not typical of bureaucracy.
I think a lot of us in government get caught up in all the processes and don't step back to think, does it really make sense? And could we do this a lot more efficiently?
But with such an ambitious goal, HUD and VA are pulling out all the stops. They've made data analysis part of the process, constantly collecting and analyzing how long it takes veterans to get housing vouchers and use them. They know, for instance, that the number of homeless vets dropped 12% between 2010 and 2011, and they're about to do another census this month. Johnston says they reward community partners who can place people quickly.
This program allocates based on need, like probably no other program I know. We look at the number of homeless veterans in every community, and we allocate the new vouchers based on their relative need compared to everybody else. But what we've also added to that is their performance. If you are slow in leasing up, we will not give you as many vouchers as you would otherwise deserve. It provides a great incentive for them to really lease up in a much more efficient way.
Efficiency is key because Johnston says they're facing essentially a flat budget for the first time in years. Preliminary data indicates HUD-VASH recipients either stay in their homes or move on to other housing rather than return to the streets. But Kane says their mission isn't complete.
With our economy, you know, the newer veterans returning, where there may be the possibilities, if we're not vigilant and we're not pushing the prevention services, some of them could fall into homelessness. So you never relax thinking you're ahead of pace. You're always looking at this saying, what do we need to do to make sure that veteran that's on the street gets off the street?
When vets leave HUD-VASH, they free up a space for another veteran. In Washington, McGee is finishing up a tour of his place and has saved the best for last.
Oh, this is it right here. Yeah. Wash and dry inside the unit and stuff like that. It's very convenient, especially for a person like me. You know, I don't have time to, I'm in my head all the time in the world to do all the negative things, but now I'm on the positive side. It seems like I don't have time to do anything but work, you know. So the wash and dry comes in handy for convenience and stuff like that. So I'm pretty happy here.
But it's time for him to move on.
Through the HUD-VASH program, I've grown a lot. So now what it is that I'm able to step out on faith now to keep it moving. I'm in the market for buying some type of foreclosure or something like that. You know, I got my little money saved up with my VA benefits. I should be able to, you know, try to obtain me a nice little house somewhere.
He recently got married and plans to look for a place big enough to share with his wife. In Washington, Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.